Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's the Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This All right, we're going to be on here.
Now that's what's up.
Here we are. We got Kelly Brown, Laura, myself, maybe Kayla's going to poke in here. The G had to leave for the afternoon. But we, Kelly, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. I got to, at some point, take a shower and check out of here, but I have about 17 minutes of time.
Okay, we will talk to you for 17 minutes. We got a little bit of Chloe, too, on that, because I was hitting record, and I don't think you got it, but that's okay.
We have to check out by 11.
Oh, and why didn't you shower this morning like a normal day?
Oh, I would have lost 17 minutes of sleep.
Okay. Well, now you're going to be rushing. It's still a work day, even though you're not on location.
I didn't feel the urge like you to freshen up and be my best self. I took an extra half hour this morning.
And you know what, Kelly? You deserved it.
Thank you.
Kelly, we're going to talk about 6 questions to ask your partner at the start of a relationship so you're all on the same page.
All right. So I have to answer these with my daughter here, too. Oh, boy.
Yes. How do you feel about having close relationships with people of the same sex you're attracted to?
Fine. Yeah, well, you know.
What about you, Laura?
Oh, that you're attracted to.
Yeah, how do you feel about having close relationships with people of the sex I'm attracted to?
Well, I don't have a problem with that, I guess. Yeah.
I don't get it. I can't be friends with somebody that...
Right.
These are relationships questions you should be asking ahead of time.
But you're assuming... Oh, okay. I didn't know if I had a girlfriend while you're asking me about another relationship. Developing a close relationship with another worker. No, that's not the case. Just in general?
Yes.
No, that's how I think both of my relationships started.
Okay. How do you feel about staying in touch with an ex? How do you feel about me, you know?
If it ended, I don't know, fine. I have no problems with anything like that. I'm not a jealous type at all.
So you're asking me about...
can you stay friends with your exes?
Whether I would want to stay in touch with an ex or whether...
Both.
But both. Like both. How do you feel about the person, Kelly, that you're getting ready to be in a relationship with?
I would be fine unless a significant other has a really close relationship then with their ex. That's weird.
Yeah.
But what if... yes and no, because what if they have children together? What happens, and they want to co-parent
obviously,
and then they want to be close or
that,
they want to...
That's perfect. You have to do that.
I know parents that have divorced, whatever, but will still do all birthday meals together, Christmases together, and all that stuff.
That was my parents growing up. Yeah. My mom had a boyfriend. My dad had a girlfriend. They got together, stayed overnight, even for holidays and stuff with me. So that was great.
Good.
Is it important to know if I have dated or hooked up with any of my friends?
I don't need to know any of that.
Yeah, I suppose it shouldn't be, but how could it not creep into your head if that were to have happened, you know?
I don't want to know, but it is kind of something like, should you know?
I don't think I should know. I do now, Jeff and I have been together for so many years, that I know some friends that we're friends with that he slept with, and I don't care. It's, 24 years now of being with me. I don't think it's a problem.
All right. Are there certain things you mutually agreed to not tell each other?
No, like numbers and all that stuff?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think you have to. Do you really have to reach an agreement? I just wouldn't go out of my way to mention it.
Yeah. I agree with that. It isn't something that I would be like, hey, you are number blank.
Well, I don't even think it's just about numbers. You guys could mutually agree on, I don't need to know how much money you make, or I don't need to know how much you pay in child support. Like, those are all things that you could say you don't want to know.
It's really not your business, but this is my favorite. What counts as cheating?
I think you can have a emotional cheating relationship, which I totally am not into at all. And then obviously putting your tongue, your fingers anywhere that's not supposed to be on another person's body.
Okay.
Yes. Kelly?
By the way, my daughter doesn't know what I'm on the air means. She doesn't seem to care. She's clanging doors, shutting things.
Just like Mom.
What was the question?
Okay, so
yeah, just like Mom.
What counts as cheating?
Yeah, there is such a thing, I think, as emotional cheating, like Laura said.
Yep. So I guess
any kind of touching or licking or anything.
Yeah, intimate. Yes.
So that was the 6 questions to ask your partner at the start of a relationship.
So did you do that?
Well, I mean, I think that being, you know, like being, I'm 52 years old now, and I believe there is many levels of cheating, emotional, physical. I would think that really touching anybody in a sexual way is cheating.
Yeah.
You know, and same thing with having a relationship with somebody that you know, you're telling them dark secrets, or not, it don't have to be dark secrets, but just secrets in general about maybe stuff that's going on in your life.
Like you killed somebody.
Like you killed somebody, or, hey, I don't know if I'm happy with so-and-so anymore. I think that there's also getting that support from somebody else besides the person you're with is also cheating. Yes.
Okay.
All right. And then the other thing I had is, don't date after divorce until you can truthfully answer 7 questions.
All right, let's go.
All right. Are you ready to have fun? Are you ready?
You mean, are you like still kind of depressed about what happened, and maybe you're going out on a date with somebody and you're just still you're down and out because of what happened?
Dating should be fun. You know, flirting, laughing, smiling a lot, staying positive, not bringing your negative, you know, past into what you have, you know, with a big adventure maybe ahead of you.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus, you don't want to be bitching about your ex-partner.
Are you ready to start dating 2 or 3 people at the same time? That one's kind of weird.
Well, because you're not, okay, and I tell this like to a lot of my friends that, you know, are, I'm at the age now, this is where a lot of people decide to get a divorce. And I always say, don't fall in love with the first one. That rebound person maybe is great, but it's only because you weren't happy before.
Yeah.
And I think
maybe
so
you're excited.
To,
huge, huge, huge obstacle. And like, that is like one of the most important things is that person might be just a tour guide to get you from destination A to B. They're not going to be the person that you're going to be with for the rest of your life.
I honestly believe that. I mean, yes, you could fall in love, but I think you fall in love with the thought of just not being with the person before. So that when they say, like, be comfortable with dating 2 to 3 people, it's because they don't, I think most people latch on right away to the rebound person. Yes. And they're like, oh, this is it.
This is it.
But there are other people to try.
Yep. That's a very, very good point. Are you willing to be patient? Maybe that person is also going through a breakup, and are you willing to, you know, put up with some of their life's obstacles?
Mm.
Is that a no?
Well, you gotta be, right? If you're doing a relationship, you have to be.
I would think so.
You might think because all your obstacles are different now, or whatever, you're not going to have anymore, but life is life. I guess there's always going to be obstacles.
Do you love yourself? Are you happy with where you're at in life?
Do you mean physically or mentally?
Either one. At this point, I am what I am. But
yes.
Yeah, I guess you do. What type of people would you like to date? Is what you have to ask yourself. Are you a person that really does like to go canoeing? Do you really want to date somebody that has kids? Do you want to date somebody that's a lot younger than you? What type of people would you like
and
to date?
I suppose mentally you could sit back and say, yeah, I am willing to date people with other kids. But then when it actually happens, then it's like, whoa, maybe I'm not.
to be honest, when I got divorced, I did not want to deal with an ex-husband. I did not want to deal with somebody else who
So you only dated young girls that didn't have a chance to get married?
Or it just, but it, did that just, did you make a hard and fast rule, or you just knew that's what you would just gravitate to?
I just knew that I deep, it was a rule inside my head where I was kind of like, I don't want to deal with an ex. I just don't
see
want.
That, and that's sad because, I mean, you did end up happy, but to know that there was somebody out
right.
there.
Right, and no, your partner has to deal with an ex.
Yes,
right.
Yes. No.
Selfish.
But you know what? That was a time where I was very selfish and at times asshole selfish. But I think, you know, I mean, if I had met somebody and was like truly, oh my God, this is amazing, then I probably would have bumped that rule off to the side. But part of me, I just did not want to, I didn't want to. And I'm glad I'm with somebody who does have to deal with that. Not really anymore because the girls are older. But
so wait, so you didn't want them to have an ex or have kids?
I did not want, kids was one thing, but like well, hey, let's go do this weekend. Well, I got to check with my ex. Like, we have to get somebody else's a vote on things that we were going to do. And I kind of was like, I don't know if I want to deal with that. You know? And that could be selfish.
Yeah, only because she would have had to deal with that, you know, because you have an ex and daughter.
Yes,
so.
Yes. But as the kids have become older, you know, there's less of that. Yes. What is your dating goal? What are you looking? Are you looking for your soulmate? Are you looking just to hook up? And is the person you're hooking up or hanging out with on the same page as you?
Yeah. I think there's a lot of good answers there. I don't know.
You want to make
you and I experience similar things.
You definitely want to be on the same page because if you're looking to just go out and have fun and have sex and everything, and that person is like, oh my God, this is, I'm in love. This is the person I want to be with for the rest of your life, and you're not on the same page. Yikes. Mm. And the most important, are you actually ready to date? Are you in the right headspace? Are you up to date with all of the new ways of dating? Which, you know, I think when Kelly and I got divorced, there was a lot of new things out there that we were like, what? What is that all about?
New thing.
So
I'll have to look that up in Urban Dictionary.
So that's what I have. So we had some relationship things for you.
Well, that's nice.
We could have used those questions a few years ago, Rudy.
Yeah, I was going to say you guys could have started with those many years ago, but you guys are good now. Mine's a little lighter. If you named your baby after the last thing you ate, what would your baby's name be?
Potato.
Chocolate cake.
You just had chocolate cake this morning?
No, I didn't have anything this morning. Oh, I had chocolate cake last night.
Oh, okay.
I'm waiting for breakfast.
Mine would be salad. I know, we're holding you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I had salad and nacho chips. It would be a combo. Salad, that's nacho chip, boys.
It's not exciting.
Funny. That's why?
Funny. That's funny.
Why is that not exciting?
Well, you know, there's no protein.
No, there was chicken on it.
Okay.
It was grilled jalapenos and corn. So then I used my chips to eat the salad because of it was kind of like a spicy, you know, Southwestern kind of
spicy
salad.
Spicy crouton.
Yeah. It was pretty good. I'm proud of myself. I made that.
Nice work.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Thank you.
All right.
And I want to give myself another, I won the golf pool. I'm very excited. Kelly just said
nice job. And you know, Frito came in like fourth or fifth. He had a good showing as well, too.
But, and I was
I was doing it last night. I said, wait, I think Laura won this damn thing.
I woke up this morning and, you know, last night when I was watching at the end, I really was rooting for Cantlay because DraftKings would have owed me like a couple $100 too. And that didn't happen, but I'm happy with winning yours.
I had $120 on McIlroy and that didn't happen either. Oh, well.
You put $120 on one person?
No. I put $10 and got a profit boost on it. Okay. So a $10 bet on McIlroy before the tournament started would have paid $120.
Okay. Yeah. I had a couple. I put money on Cantlay when I got a 50% boost. And then I put money on him when I got an 18% boost the next day. So I was all in on Cantlay, but didn't work out.
Damn, at least you won some.
Yes. Kelly will be back tomorrow. Greg will be back tomorrow. And it's meeting day. Kelly has to go shower, eat some brunch. And sorry it's short, but that's all you got.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right.
Suck it up, people.
Hey, have fun,
Kelly. I'm going to take a shower.
Good. Have a good day, but bye.
See ya. See you guys.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.